Hello, 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 and welcome to Doctor Who Podcast 2.0. Dum, dum, dum. And why is it 2.0, you ask? I'll get to that in a second. And here's another thing you might ask. Why have all of the episodes been deleted? Well, I'll tell you about that. Now, you may have realised I've put out audio of Doctor Who shows. So, apparently the BBC would say if I put out any audio, it's copyright infringement and I could get sued. So I was contacted by, I can't remember their names, Michael something and Paul from the, DWO podcast, I think. See, I don't really listen to any Doctor Who podcasts. I listen to the latest DWO podcast. Now, I'm pretty sure that is the right call. If it's not the people that contacted me, then contact me and say it. But, and they both said for me and them to delete the episodes and just rework on what you're going to do. So that is what I'm going to. So, I was listening for the first time ever to a Doctor Who podcast, and I had to listen to the DWO Whocast, episode number 30. Now, how they got Colin Baker to be a special guest host, I have absolutely no clue. If I could do something like that, I swear I would, but of course I can't, because it's me. But I'm just going to rework what we're doing on the Doctor Who podcast. I'm gonna bring in new segments, and it should be more organized, if you can call it organized. Well, I hope you can call it organized, but, so we're going to, start off with a little bit of, any Doctor Who news I can find. So now for you is your latest Doctor Who news. The Eighth Doctor on BBC 7, the new series of radio adventures. BBC 7 have begun their new season of new Eighth Doctor audio adventures starring Paul McGann. Produced by Big Finish, the 8 55-minute episodes see McGann joined by Two Pints of Lager actress Sheridan Smith, who plays unwilling companion Lucy Miller. Lucy's been dumped on board the TARDIS as part of the Time Lord's Witness Protection Program. Neither she or the Doctor are happy with the situation, and sparks fly immediately. The Doctor and Lucy have already faced the dreaded Daleks in episode 1 and 2, and have these adventures to look forward to in the coming weeks. Horror of Glam Rock by Paul Marx, Immortal Beloved by Jonathan Clements, Phobos by Eddie Robson, No More Lies by Paul Sutton, and Human Resources by Eddie Robson, which is a two-parter. Future guest stars include Timothy West, Neri Hughes, Ian McNeice, Elset Gray, Ben Silverstone, Stephen Gately, Bernard Cribbins, Julia McKenzie, Nigel Havers, Roy Madsen, and Nicholas Grace. You can listen to these new Doctor Who episodes at 6 p.m. each Sunday on BBC 7. Each episode is followed by a short making of and can be heard for a further 7 days online thanks to BBC's Player Listen Again option. CD versions of these stories are also being released to tie in with the broadcasts. The new Doctor Who DVD release, Late Beginnings, it's actually not called Late Beginnings, it's called New Beginnings, but you could call it Late Beginnings because To Entertain have advised that they are running a bit late with the New Beginnings DVD set. Originally due for release on the 22nd of January 2007, the trilogy of tales will now materialise in the shops on January 29th. As previously announced, the set comprises of The Keeper of Traken, Logopolis, and Castrovalva stories. The adventures that saw both the return of the Doctor's archenemy, the Master, plus the transition from Tom Baker's Doctor to Peter Davison's. And finally in the news, Who drops tops the drama poll? Series sweeps the board in a 2006 survey. Doctor Who has been voted best drama for a second successive year by viewers visiting the BBC website. The annual poll conducted by the BBC drama website saw Doctor Who winning all five categories: best drama, best actor, best actress, favourite moment, and best drama website. There's nothing like sitting in front of the telly on a Saturday night, eating your tea, and forgetting the world for 45 minutes, one voter said of the show. Doctor Who also dominated the 2005 results. For full details on the winners and runners-up, follow the link to BBC Drama website, which is located at www.bbc.co.uk/drama/best-of-2006. And now we're going to I'm going to review the new Doctor Who spin-off series, Sarah Jane Adventures, and I'm going to review the episode called the first and only episode released, called The Invasion of the Bane. Now, throughout the episode, Sarah Jane meets up with Maria and Kelsey, two kids from down the lane and from down her road, and Maria sees Sarah Jane meeting with an alien one night, and she sort of becomes fascinated by her, and they end up going to a bubble shock factory run by the evil Mrs. Wormwood, and they meet up with a breeded human who ends up being called Luke. Sound familiar? And by the end of the story, Kelsey still thinks Sarah Jane is weird. Maria, of course, becomes good friends with Sarah Jane and wants to do everything that she does and sort of idolizes her. Sarah Jane adopts Luke, and that is very similar because my mum's name is Sarah Jane and I'm, of course, Luke, which is really odd, although I'm not adopted. But it's very strange. So, but of course, if you would like to see the show, well, I'm not sure if it's out on DVD or not, but it's probably repeating in England. And of course, I'm not bringing you the audio because I shall probably get sued by not only the BBC but the other podcasters, because they could be sued. So, I'm not gonna do it. But what I am going to do is I'm going to read you some of the information off the Wikipedia entry for this show. The Invasion of the Bane is an episode of the British science fiction television series, The Sarah Jane Adventures. It was first broadcast on New Year's Day 2007, and is a special pilot episode for the forthcoming Doctor Who spin-off series. Synopsis. Investigative journalist Sarah Jane Smith teams up with her 13-year-old neighbour, Maria Jackson, to face up against the scheming Miss Wormwood, the head of a company producing a popular and addictive soft drink called Bubble Shock. Here are some cast notes. Geoffin Jones previously appeared as a Cyberman in the Doctor Who episode The Age of Steel, and Geoffin Jones appears as himself. Now, the cast in this show, Sarah Jane Smith, of course, is played by Elizabeth Sladen. Miss Wormwood is played by Samantha Bond. Maria Jackson is played by Yasmin Page. Luke is played by Tommy Knight. Kelsey is played by Portia Lawrence Mavoie. Davy is played by Jamie Davis. Alan Jackson is played by Joseph Milson. And Chrissy Jackson is played by Juliet Cowan. And, of course, who could forget K-9, played by John Leeson. Here's some continuity. Miss Wormwood states that Sarah Jane has residual Atron energy, the result of travelling through the space-time vortex. Atron energy was established in the classic Doctor Who series as a form of temporal energy generated by the Time Lord minds. It is also said to power their TARDISes. This episode's description of an Atron energy links it with the previous unnamed background radiation that Rose Tyler says a time traveller soaks up while travelling through the vortex, also appearing in Dalek. The alien whom Sarah Jane helps to send home is of the same race as Mary, previously seen in the Torchwood episodes, Greeks bearing gifts, whose home planet had not been named before. A book by H.G. Wells is well among those arranged on Sarah Jane's bookshelf. The Doctor shared an adventure with Wells in the 1985 Six Doctor serial Time Lash. In 1973's Frontier in Space, the Master is seen reading Wells' War of the Worlds. At the beginning and end of the Doctor Who television movie, the Doctor is seen to read The Time Machine, also by Wells. Photographs of K-9 Mark III, Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart, Harry Sullivan, and the Doctor, and an old wooden cut print of the TARDIS landing, and the diagram showing two Daleks and Cybermen can be seen in Sarah Jane's attic. These appear to come from the Doctor Who technical manual. Sarah Jane alludes to the Torchwood Institute and the United Nations Intelligence Task Force when explaining that alien life is known to both the government and certain secret organizations. She mentions that these secret organizations have a tendency to go in all guns blazing, while she prefers more subtle methods. Sarah Jane suggests the names Alistair and Harry before preferring to Luke for her new adopted son. Apparent allusions to the Brigadier Alistair Lethbridge Stewart and Harry Sullivan. The Bane are able to disguise themselves as humans by use of their image translator technology. Of alien races encountered in the Doctor Who universe with the ability to disguise themselves as humans include the Cygons, the Scaroth, the Krillitanes, the Slovene, the Absorvaloff, and Mary from Torchwood. Sarah Jane's plan to drive through the wall of the Bubble Shock factory with a bus parallels a moment in School Reunion, where Mickey Smith drives Sarah Jane's car through the doors of a school. The Deadlock Seal previously appeared in Bad Wolf and School Reunion episodes of Doctor Who. The depiction of a black hole in this episode is the same design used in the Impossible Planet and the Satan Pit episodes of Doctor Who. Here's some notes about the broadcast. A 1-minute clip was featured on the BBC's Doctor Who Advent Calendar 2006. The clip was posted behind door 9. Features Sarah Jane interviewing Mrs. Wormwood in an office and noting that her company gained a license in 2 weeks. Wormwood replies that all the Western world lives for is to eat, and then asks Sarah Jane, who are we to deny them? Sarah Jane lives in London 3W, the Acton area of West London. This area was used for many years as for Doctor Who rehearsals and occasional Doctor Who location filming. Blue Peter went behind the scenes on this episode. Presenters Geoffin Jones and Connie Hook also appeared in the episodes advertising Bubble Shock. A preview of this episode was featured on CBBC Extra, BBC Eye's magazine programme for children, in a piece about the forthcoming CBBC programmes. Well, that does it for the little review on Sarah Jane adventures. Coming up on next week's episode of the Doctor Who podcast, I will be giving you your latest Doctor Who news. I'll also be reviewing the new DVD release, The Invasion, starring Patrick Troughton, Fraser Hines, among many. So be sure to stay tuned and look for that web episode coming very soon to the Doctor Who podcast. And we'll see you next time.